Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start very soon. So please get settled, whether you're on your cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get started, I want to say a little bit more about the topic I discussed last week, spiritual warriorship, although you do not have to go back and listen to that in order to jump right in here. So no worries about that. Last week, the week of the election in the United States, it seemed appropriate to talk about spiritual warriorship at that particular moment, which as of this recording, which is Saturday, November 7th, continues. That moment of the U.S. election seems to be unending right now. But it's a time of heightened everything, heightened anxiety, heightened hope, heightened fear, heightened anger, heightened exhaustion, all the things. So it is at such times, most particularly, that spiritual warriors are needed. People who will not give in to their aggression and grasping and exhaustion, although we all feel all those things, and I'm not saying we don't feel them, I'm just saying we don't let them inform our actions. We come from a more spacious place. And this is a time when it's very hard to do that. Very, very hard. That's why spiritual warriors are needed. People who know how to work with their minds and hearts to act in accordance with what is needed and accurate. Instead of seeing the world through the haze of our aggression and grasping and exhaustion, we have aggression, grasping, and exhaustion, but we're able to let that go to see clearly. Comes right back, we let go again, we look again. That's a spiritual warrior. The primary characteristic of a spiritual warrior, as mentioned last week, is heartbreak, a broken heart. And we discussed why that is so, and I'll put the link to that recording in here in case you want to look at that or review that. But it made me think that this week it would make sense to touch on the quality of that heartbreak, because it's not just the heartbreak of, oh no, although that's in there too, but the warrior's heartbreak could more accurately be called not just sad, but kind of happy sad, which I know is a very strange notion. How can you be happy and sad at the same time? And what does that even mean? So you already know, you've had this experience, I'm sure, and I'm going to share with you a story that illustrates, I think perfectly, the heart of happy sad or sad joy. And it's not a story, it's not my story. It's a story I heard from the wonderful teacher, Michael Carroll. So, Mikey, if you're watching, I beg your indulgence for sharing your story. I love this story so much. So this happened to Mr. Michael Carroll when he was a little boy, I think maybe 7 or 8 years old, something like that. And they had just moved from the city, his family, to a more suburban or rural area. Someplace with more trees, let's just say that. And he went out into the woods with this sense of incredible discovery. Whoa, birds and trees and air and leaves and all the things. And on one day when he was walking in the woods, he found a bird that had been hurt. And he was scared and wanted to help and didn't know what to do. And he gently picked up the bird and carried it home and showed it to his father. And his father took the bird gently, built a little cage sort of on the spot for the bird to rest in. And I guess they gave the bird a little food and a little water. And as Mikey was going, this is so sweet. As Mikey was going to sleep that night, he had thoughts like, I'm going to help that bird. That bird's going to be my best friend. We're going to grow up together. We're going to go everywhere together. When I go to school, that bird's going to fly right behind me. And when I walk home, that bird's going to accompany me. And that's my friend. And in fact, I think it's going to be my best friend. And the next morning, he woke up and he and his father opened the cage and took the bird out and handled it very gently. And the bird flew off. And at that moment of flight, Michael Carroll felt the most indescribable sorrow and joy. And that is exactly what is meant by happy, sad, or sad joy, or joyful sorrow. There's this intense combination of happy and sad. And they're inextricable. They're not the same, but there's a quality of poignancy, is almost too trite a word, but of on the spot, absolute wakeful poignancy. And that is the heart of the warrior. This quality of moving through the world, seeing and tasting and touching and feeling and hearing and knowing and perceiving in all the ways, in every moment, that quality of happy, sad, happy, sad, happy, sad. It takes a lot of courage. And it itself is courage. It is. So there's this intense awareness of vulnerability, but from a place of empowerment. So usually, at least speaking for myself, we feel like, oh, I have to choose. I can be vulnerable now, and now I have to be strong. I can be open and receptive now, but now I got to close up shop and protect the store. And this happy, sad is both vulnerable and strong at once. So I invite you from the bottom of my heart to contemplate this, to not take my word for anything, as always, but to examine the moments of your experience that might explain to you what sad joy means in your heart. I think you'll find sad joy is easily detectable when someone is born, when someone dies, when someone falls in love, when someone discovers something brilliant or loses something important. At the crux of the most important moments of our life is sad joy. And that is where the warrior plants her feet, on the ground of sad joy. So I'm very moved by my own story about Michael Carroll's life. Again, Mikey, thank you for sharing that story. And it is my honor to share it with you, my beloved Open Heart Project. And now let's sit together, because it is through sitting that the heart of sad joy hears its name called. So begin your practice by forgetting everything that I just said. And if possible, everything that you think about what I just said. And instead, notice that there's a quality of openness here, somehow. There's air around you. There's space above you. it's quiet, actually, that space. Establish your posture by sitting up straight. Let the hands rest on the legs, palms down, somewhere that feels comfortable. Let the belly relax. Let the shoulders soften. The mouth is closed because you don't have to talk. So you can let all the muscles of speech relax, the tongue, the jaw, the throat, and the inclination to speak, to offer, to justify, to explain, to defend. You can let that relax too, because you don't need it right now. And just as there is space and quiet here, underneath everything, there's quiet. So it is in here. There is space and quiet. No one's talking in there. So you can rest in your own silence. The breath is natural, in and out through the nose, meaning there's no breathing technique, just breathing. You're already doing that, so no instruction necessary. The eyes are open. Because the warrior's task is to be here. It's much easier to be here when your eyes are open. So the eyes are open and the gaze is soft and cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or up to 2 meters. And just let your eyes rest on that spot. You don't have to grip it. Just rest. The eyes. And feel your body breathing. Let the attention ride the breath, which does not mean observe the breath. It means feel the breath. The body's breathing. Feel that movement. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Let the breath carry your attention rather than having a sense that your attention is holding on to the breath. The breathing just happens. You don't have to try. So it makes the perfect object of rest. Mind will continue to make thoughts. That is absolutely fine. There is no problem in that. And there's no effort to stop that or change that. Why? Instead, just imagine that your thoughts are like a stream running by right outside your door. Just, you can hear it, but it's not front and center. It's more an ambient quality than anything else. The thoughts just flow by. That's fine. If you notice that you have become absorbed in thought, like you've gone outside and jumped in the river, no problem. Just notice that. Label that moment thinking. I'm thinking. That's different than meditating. Don't say that part. Just thinking is fine. And then let go, like get out of the stream. Come back. Bring your attention back to the breath. And begin again. Feeling this inhale, this exhale. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you so much for practicing with me. It's very important to me, and I really appreciate it. And thank you for practicing together. The Open Heart Project is an extraordinarily wonderful community, and I'm so happy that we're in it together. Till next week.